And one other question, too. The Northern Pass Project, that's been a big topic on this show for the last 2 years.
Yes.
Yeah. What's your position on that?
Well, I think as the Northern Pass sets up right now, I am very sensitive to the concerns of the North Country right now. I believe eminent domain is off the table, so eminent domain is not going to be an issue, which I completely approve of. I don't think private enterprise should be using eminent domain to take lands for a private enterprise. That being said, I think we have to be sensitive to the needs of the North Country and the travel and tourism. I think they've been through the worst, hopefully, of the economic recession. I think they've taken the hit probably the hardest. Mm-hmm. But I also have to realize that I'm running to represent the folks in Franklin. And what this can do as far as the economy in Franklin, jobs in Franklin, I'm excited about that opportunity that we can have a major construction project in Franklin, that we can reduce our carbon footprint, that we can have perhaps less reliance on natural gas right now. And I'd like to believe that if we bring, you know, energy is a commodity, and if we can increase the amount of commodity on the market, even in the face of strong demand, we can lower the price of that commodity. So I'm hopefully optimistic that once the site assessment is done in the North Country, that we can find a way that satisfies both parties, both in an economic and environmental sense, to the people in Franklin, but also to the folks in the North Country. I'm really optimistic we're going to find our way through, and we're going to be in better shape once we get it done.
Yeah, and to expand on this just a little bit, your town, other towns in the District 7, particularly Canterbury and Northfield, that's where an existing right-of-way sits, and that's where PSNH wants to build these towers. Do you support the idea that's currently before the legislature, and this will be some legislation, if you're elected, you'll end up voting for or against Senate Bill 361 Study Commission, whatever may come out of that about using state-owned right-of-ways to bury the lines?
Well, I'm concerned about some of the right-of-ways that you're talking about there, and I'm not quite sure the right-of-ways are going to allow for us to bury some of the lines. I know there's been discussion on Route 93 talking about burying some of the lines there.
Yep.
I'm concerned about that. I'm not quite sure that the eminent domain extends to that point. I think it deserves more research. I think it deserves a sensitivity to the people of Northfield and Franklin and the North Country as to, is the scarring of the land going to be so detrimental to our travel and tourism industry that we really have to look at burying these lines? And we have to look at the cost associated with doing so, and is it feasible? So, I think this issue needs a lot of research. It needs a lot of stakeholders at the table to look at this and to really hammer out a compromise.
Okay.
I think that I would be I'd like to be in a position where I think I could be instrumental in hammering out a compromise that respects all sides here, but also puts us in a position to help our economy, help lower energy rates, and really reduce our carbon footprint.